The next kinnah Yud Aleph, the kinnah Yirmiyahu al Yeshio, is the most important of all of the kinnahs. If somebody can only say one kinnah on Tisha B'Av, this is the one kinnah that he would be obligated to say. Rashi in Divrei Hayamim brings that this was he touches the pasuk actually, this was a takanas kadmainim. Yet in the time of the Bayis Rishon, that any time Klal Yisrael is mekainen on any tzara, that the tzara of the death of Yeshio should be mentioned as well. But basically, this kinnah is a piece of Tanakh, a piece of history, and it involves the righteous king Yeshio. We say that there were seven of the 22 Malchei David, based David, seven of them were the Hasidim, the greatest kings, and the last of them was Yeshio. So let's just review the history of where this took place, and basically what I'm telling you is Tanakh, and is the Pesukim here, what they talk about. As you know, you should know, the Bayis Rishon stood for 410 years. It stood for 410 years. The last 22 years of the Bayis Rishon saw a succession of four kings, all of whom were already under the influence of the Nebuchadnezzar, and there was a period of tremendous yirida to Klal Yisrael. The fifth king from the end, that is the last king that really reigned totally independently, was Yeshio HaMelech. Yeshio HaMelech became king as a young man. He was still before his bar mitzvah. He was 8 years old when he became king. And he took over the reins of a country that had been torn apart by his grandfather Menashe. Menashe was the longest reigning king in Klal Yisrael. He was king for 56 years. Menashe is the one that Ein Lechelek L'Olam Haba. The Mishnah in Perek Chelek says there are seven people who have no chelek in Olam Haba. Three of them are kings, and one of them is Menashe, who has no chelek in Olam Haba because of what he did following his father, Chizkiyo, who was a righteous king. He destroyed, really, the ruchnius of Klal Yisrael. Kadar Shemais V'Sefer Torah. He ripped out the names from Sifrei Torah, Sifrei Torah, and Klal Yisrael from Yidden, who had Sifrei Torah, hid them so that Menashe could not get a hold of it. There was a Sefer Torah Sheba Azara. This Sefer Torah that had come from Moshe Rabbeinu was hidden in the Beis HaMikdash, was hidden by the Kayanim secretly so that Menashe could not get a hold of it. And when Yeshio became king, he faced a very daunting task. It was a Klal Yisrael that was Eidei Avodah Zarah, and a Klal Yisrael that was not ready to start serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the right way. What Yeshio did in the first decade of his reign was to restore integrity, honesty, but they deemed him to Klal Yisrael. It seems that his understanding was that the foundation of Frumkeit was honesty in Dinei Mammon, honesty in financial dealings, and Menashe, if you want to ask someone a riddle, where do you have in Shulchan Aruch the name of one of the kings of Malchus Beis David mentioned by name? Someone would guess David or Shlomo. Not enough of a bucky in Shulchan Aruch to tell you if Shlomo HaMelech got his name into Shulchan Aruch. But Yeshio's name is mentioned in Chayshim Mishpat in Hilchas Dayanim, where it talks about whether a cotton is allowed to be a dayan. The Shulchan Aruch mentions that Yeshio HaMelech judged before his bar mitzvah, when he was only 8 years old, that he was a dayan, that he judged dinim. And he did so without a proper Sefer Torah. They had Sefer Torah, but none that they knew had not been ruined by Menashe and his people. A decade into his reign, the Sefer Torah Shabbat Zorah was found. And when it was found, Sefer Torah, which was always turned to Bereishis, as we learned in the Gemara in the first parak in Bava Basra, It was always turned to Bereishis. It didn't have two Atzei Chaim. It was all turned into one scroll. It was found turned to the Teichacha, B'chukaisai. And Yeshio HaMelech understood this as a warning from Shemayim, and he started a massive tshuva movement, successful tshuva movement in Klal Yisrael, to get people to try to abandon the Avodah Zarah. And he set up a government that sent out inspectors to inspect the houses and make sure there was no Avodah Zarah. In the lifetime of Yeshio, he felt that he was successful in eradicating Avodah Zarah from Eretz Yisrael. He was king for 31 years. And for the last 20, 21 years, this was a campaign that he waged within Klal Yisrael, no doubt to the most part successful in trying to turn things around. This was the last great opportunity for Klal Yisrael to do tshuva. Yirmiyahu was Navi for 40 years. Yirmiyahu's life was similar to Moshe Rabbeinu's in many ways. And one of them was that he was led Klal Yisrael for 40 years until the Churban. I mentioned to you that the Churban was 22 and a half years after the death of Yeshio, which means that Yirmiyahu was a Navi already for about 17 and a half years in the lifetime of Yeshio. And it was a shutzness. It was a partnership of the king Yeshio, of Yeshio, and the Navi Yirmiyahu in getting Klal Yisrael to do tshuva. And as you read Sefer Yirmiyahu and you think about his voice not being heard, you should know that there was a period, a tekufa, in which his voice was heard, a period of time in which they were successful both in setting up the Batei Dinim properly and the integrity of the financial dealings in Eretz Yisrael, trying to get Klal Yisrael to let their Avadim go, as we read in Yirmiyahu. And that time of success came to a head at the point that this kina takes place. This kina refers to a specific incident that led to the death of Yeshio HaMelech. The king of Mitzrayim, Paroi of Mitzrayim, had a bone to pick with the king of Aram, the king of Damascus of Syria. And this was not something that involved the Jewish people at all. Neither Aram nor Mitzrayim was out to do battle with Klal Yisrael. However, to travel from Egypt to Syria, you have to go through Eretz Yisrael. There's no other way to go. You can go through the Mediterranean, you can cross the sea, which is hard to do with an army. Or you can go through the Arabian Desert and go around Eretz Yisrael, but you can't survive with tens of thousands of men in the desert. So the only way to go was through Eretz Yisrael. And the king of Mitzrayim, Paroi, asked for permission to travel through Eretz Yisrael to be able to do battle with Aram. Yeshio thought about it, and he said, now we have in Parshas B'chukaisai, in the B'chukaisai Teileichu, Leisavar Cherev Ba'artzechem, Avtocha that no sword will go through your land, and Rashi brings from Chazal, Afilu Cherev Shel Shalom. It's Avtocha that in B'chukaisai Teileichu, even Cherev Shel Shalom will not go through your land. Cherev Shel Shalom is the Cherev, the sword of an army that's traveling through Eretz Yisrael to do battle elsewhere. Cherev, another army that Shel Shalom. And therefore, Yeshio understood to deny Paroi permission to come. And he held that this was his obligation based on the drasha from this pasuk. His mistake was not asking the Navi. His mistake was not going to Yirmiyahu and asking Yirmiyahu for a psak, for a nevuah, to know whether he should go, whether this should happen or not. Because, unbeknownst to Yeshio, there were Yidden in Eretz Yisrael that still had Avodah Zarah. As the Kinnah mentions, they hid their Avodah Zarah on the backs of the doors, so that when double doors were open, if you could imagine, for example, at Salem, that when you close two doors, a person could see a cross. But when the two doors are opened separately, on each door, you don't see that there's anything unusual beyond the simple decoration. So whatever the image of their Avodah Zarah was, that's what they did. They put it on doors. And when the inspectors came, they didn't find it because the doors were open. And in that way, they were able to fool Yeshio HaMelech. And therefore, they were not at a level of Cherev Loisava Baratzachem. And Yeshio was wrong. He fooled himself. And Klal Yisrael, obviously not deserving of a melech like Yeshio, who had reached the Madrega of Loisava Cherev Baratzachem. In the ensuing battle, Yeshio was killed. At the age of 39, he was killed. The four kings that are to follow are his sons and grandsons. That would lead Klal Yisrael back down the path to the Churban. And as the Kina describes, as Yeshio was dying, Yirmiyah ran over to listen to his last words. His last words were, Tzadiku Hashem Kipiu Marisi. He was Matzik Olav Sadin. And with that, really, the last great hope and Malchus Beis David left. And it was shortly thereafter that the influence of Nebuchadnezzar came and things went downhill. So as I mentioned, the Pasuk in Divrei Hayamim says that it's a Takana. I don't know how far back the Takana goes, if it's Yirmiyah himself. That any time Klal Yisrael is Mekainen on any Tsar or any Tsara, we go back to that Tsar and Tsara, the death of Yeshio. If you take a look at the Kina, which is in the order of the Aleph Beis, I'll try to point out some of the paragraphs. Echa Eli Kainenu Me'elov. The cry of Echa, it comes up on its own. The weeping comes up. Ben Shmoyna Shana Hecha Lidresh Me'elikov. He was 8 years old when he became king and he began to search for the Ribbono Shel Olam. B'necham is Mitzrayim, the Africans. Ba'ovram, as they pass through, Chanu Alav. V'loyhuska loysigim mefalav. And the Echa is, how could it be in Shemayim that his amazing deeds did not protect him? Gam b'chal ma'achi Yisrael shekamu ligdar. Among all the kings of Klal Yisrael who set up Gedarim to get Klal Yisrael to serve Hashem, like kam kamayu mimais avigdar. Nobody stood up like him from the days of Avigdar. Avigdar is one of Moshe Rabbeinu's names mentioned in Divrei Hayamim. It's called Avigdar. Moshe Rabbeinu instituted many of the Drabbanans. Dovak by Chet Leitzanei Adar. It stuck to him the sin Leitzanei Adar. Avigdar is called Leitzanus. Asher Kamu Achar Hadelis Listar, who put up on the backs of their doors, they set up their Avigdar. So that's the beginning of the capital. If you go to Ois Kaf, Kila Hamoinei Leches Naharam Naharayim. He tried to stop the Hamoin of soldiers from marching from Mitzrayim up to Haram Naharayim. Laman Leisavar Cherev Kolshu Befraim. That Cherev Kolshu is a reference to the Leisavar Cherev Baratzachem. V'loi Shama Lachoyze Loshuv Achayrayim. It's written very starkly. The words are, he didn't listen to the Navi to turn back. Now, it's not really clear that Yirmiyah told him to turn back, but the fact that he didn't ask his advice, he would have told him to turn back. It's as if we're saying, B'derech HaTeva, he would have asked Yirmiyah. Gezeira Nigzera, as Min HaShemayim, L'sachsech Mitzrayim b'Mitzrayim, that the Yaitzei Mitzrayim would fall to the people who are coming up from Mitzrayim. So this is the capital. If we mourn the idea of Shavas as something coming to an end, we talk about more recent things. The idea of having a Melech Tzadik and a government that's instituting and pushing for the Bittul Avodah Zarah, certainly that's the first Shavas, the first thing that we lost. That is with the loss of this righteous king, Yeshio.